Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, April the 5th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by Daedalus Tactical. For a custom-crafted, handmade firearm, go to our friend Corey Cash. Through your local FFL, Corey will hand-make you any firearm you can imagine. Reach out to him today at daedalustactical.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Trump to rake in $43 million at fundraiser, dwarfing Biden's haul. Fannie Willis accused of illegally recording Trump defendant's lawyer. Boston Hospital to scale back on child abuse and neglect reports that can perpetuate structural racism. And Mark Wahlberg's brother Jim, Christian filmmaker, talks about how Mother Teresa brought him back to faith. President Donald Trump's campaign fundraiser in Palm Beach, Florida, will add $43 million to the coffers. The response to our fundraising efforts has been overwhelming, and we've raised over $43 million so far, said billionaire John Paulson in an email to the Epoch Times. There is massive support amongst a broad spectrum of donors. The amount secured for the April 6th inaugural leadership dinner is 65% higher than the record-breaking $26 million that his Democrat opponent Joe Biden raked in from a star-studded event in the Big Apple last week. A lawyer for one of former President Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia case claimed in a new interview that Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's office illegally recorded a phone call between her and another lawyer. Christopher Kacharoff, an attorney representing Trump co-defendant Harrison Floyd, told legal analyst Phil Holloway that the district attorney's office recorded a call between her and one of his colleagues without their knowledge or consent. The portrait of that woman, Fannie, keeps expanding, and not favorably. Fox News is reporting a Boston, Massachusetts hospital has announced after finding black mothers were more likely to be reported for child abuse and neglect. If a toxicology report came back positive, it would be taking steps to reevaluate the process in order to avoid perpetuating structural racism. The new policy says reports after delivery should be filed only if there is reasonable cause to believe the infant is suffering or is at imminent risk of suffering physical or emotional injury, and that substance exposure alone does not require a report of abuse. Our quote of the day: he who trusts in himself is lost. He who trusts in God can do all things. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
At the start of the American Revolution, the Founding Fathers had to answer the question of what kind of government they wanted to live under. Today's patriots are asking the same question, and many think that confederation needs to be rethought for the 21st century. Now, Ben Franklin helped the patriots' cause with his join or die drawing. Well, I've taken that drawing and changed it to secede or die and put it beautifully on t-shirts and sweats. Grab a secede or die shirt in any size today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Vincent Ferrer. He's the patron of reconciliation. Despite parental opposition, he entered the Dominican order in his native Spain at the age of 19. And after brilliant studies, he was ordained a priest by Cardinal Peter de Luna, who would figure tragically in his life. Vincent practiced the austerities of his order with great energy. He was chosen prior of the Dominican house in Valencia shortly after his ordination. This was at a time when the Western Schism divided Christianity, first between two and then three popes. Clement VII lived at Avignon in France and Urban VI in Rome. Vincent was convinced the election of Urban was invalid, though Catherine of Siena was just as devoted a supporter of the Roman Pope. In the service of Cardinal de Luna, Vincent worked to persuade Spaniards to follow Clement, and when Clement died, Cardinal de Luna was elected at Avignon and became Benedict XIII. Vincent worked for him as apostolic penitentiary and master of the sacred palace. But the new pope did not resign as all candidates in the conclave had sworn to do. He remained stubborn despite being deserted by the French king and nearly all of the cardinals. Vincent then became disillusioned and very ill, finally taking up the work of simply going through the world preaching Christ. An eloquent and fiery preacher, he spent the last 20 years of his life spreading the good news in Spain, France, Switzerland, and the Low Countries, as well as Lombardy, stressing the need of repentance and the fear of coming judgment. He became known as the Angel of the Judgment. Christian filmmaker Jim Wahlberg was a Boston street hustler and alcoholic serving hard time when Christ walked into his life in the form of Mother Teresa herself. That was when Mother Teresa of Calcutta attended Mass at his Massachusetts prison during a tour of the United States. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.